Parshas Nosoi, B'derech Klal, is after Shavuos. This year in Eretz Yisrael, it's before Shavuos. But there's an Indian Parshas Nosoi is the largest parsha mitzad, the Mispar HaPsukim, Remez Yesh B'dovar. There's 176 psukim, the same as the amount of psukim in Kapitel, Kuf Yud Tes in Tehillim, the Tamanya, Aleph Beis, there's 8 times the Aleph Beis. Also, Masechta Baba Basra has Kuf Ayin Zayin Blat, but it starts from that base, so there's 176 Blat in Masechta Baba Basra. There's a ribuy of Torah after Chag HaShavuos. Parshas Nosoi has a ribuy of Torah. Now the emes is the parsha starts off Nosoi Esroish Bnei Gershoim Gam Hein, but the emes is already in Bamidbar. It started the end of Parshas Bamidbar Nosoi Esroish Bnei Kehos. So the Medrash tells on this. On one hand, Gershoim is the Bechor. On the other hand, but Kehos has Kedima because Kehos is the Nosoi Ha'arim. Kehos represents the Torah itself. Nosoi Ha'arim. So the Medrash says, and darshan's the Pasuk, Yikarahi Mipninim, and it brings the Pasuk in Rus, Yikarahi Mipninim, the Ein Pnim, Elo, the Rishon, the Tchilo, the Bechor, like it says in Rus, V'zois Lefnim B'Yisrael. So the Pnim is the Ershta. Nevertheless, even though Gershon is the Ershta, he's the Bechor, he's the Pnim, of a Yikarahi Mipninim. Kehos comes first. We mentioned Kehos first. Lamaisa, we split it up into the Parsha, that, I mean, otherwise Nosai would have 196 psukim if it would have started from Nosai Kehos as Parshas Nosai. But it's Yikarahim Ipninim that the Torah gives a Kedima. But on the other hand, Becholzesh, why did we split the Parsha this way? Because we wanted to give, I saw Rav Kanevsky brings in Time of the Crow, Becholzesh, we wanted to give a Hascholos Dvorim for the Bechor. The Parsha starts with Gershon. Gershon is the Bechor. We forgot already, the last week we already were Makdim Kehos. Yikarahim Ipninim. The Medrash brings another pshat also. What does it mean? Yikarahi mepninim. Yikarahi mikoyin gadol shenichnas lefnai velefnim. That the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol is the holiest person on Yom Kippur, the holiest day that goes into the kachim kachim, the holiest makom. Yikarahi mepninim. The Torah is more yoker than that. I heard over once. I don't know if we said over the story, but Reb Shlomo Zalman, I think, was saying over once that why would Chazal have to darshan Yikarahi Mipninim more than the Kohen Gadol? Shenichnas lefnai velefnim. A penina is a davar yakar. Yikarahi Mipninim. It's a choshev ezach. Wow, it's more yakar than peninim. So he said, no, a penina, a yahalom, a precious stone, to compare it to the Torah, it's not even two things on the same page to compare. It's not even a durchred. This is more than that. You want to say something, Torah is more yakar, you say it's more yakar than the Kohen Gadol. Shenichnas lefnai velefnim. A Yahaloman is a diamond dealer, came over to Rav Shlomo Zalman after, says, B'mechila, from the Rosh Shiva, I don't know, he said this part, I don't think you realize what a diamond is. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, B'mechila, I don't think you know what a blat gemara is. Just, you didn't get the vart. Yikara, he, mipninim, it's more yakar than pninim. We say over that, Rav David Pavarsky used to say over that, the Torah says, The Mishnah brings in a Pirkei Avos, Toivli Toiras Picha Me'alfizov HaKesef. There's a misconception. People think that Toivli Toiras Picha Me'alfizov HaKesef means if you have a choice to be an Am Ha'aretz Do'iraisa Mamish, but be a Gvir, or be a Talmud Chacham Muflag that knows Kol HaTorah Kula, and be an Oni, so you say it's Kedai to be Mavater on the Ashiris because of the Torah. He says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is if you're going to know Kol HaTorah Kula, Mamish, everything, Sefri, Sefra, Mechilta, Bavli, Yerushalmi, everything, except for one Knech and a Rambam. If there's one thing you're not going to know. And the other option is to know that Knech and the Rambam also, but bring a Vater on Kol Hanche Bo'elam. Toivli, Toiras Picha, Me'alviz Ova Kesef. Not from Kol HaTorah Kula. A Gargir of Torah, one Brekel of Torah, one Yediyah, one Knech and a Rambam is more Yokar than Peninim. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, what does it mean, Yokarahim Peninim? Rabbi Kiveger says, we know a penina, a precious stone, if you compare two precious stones, one is twice as large as the other one, is it worth twice as much? No. Lavdafka. But I'm saying, don't forget, it's worth much more. Twice the size is not twice the price. It's exponentially greater. And the same thing is with Torah, even more so, Yikarahim Epeninim. If by penina you understand that a penina twice the size is much more than twice the price, certainly in Riboy of Torah, Be'echos, Be'kamas, in Zman, in how you learn the Torah, in how many blat, how many hours, doubling it is not double the price, it's an exponential growth. If by Pninim it's like that, then certainly by Torah, which is Yokar mi Pninim. For the record, Yekarahim Pninim is Gematria Torah, 613, work it out. Yekarahim Pninim is Gematria Torah. Now it says, the Milo of the B'nai Levi, Nosei Esroish B'nai Gersha and Gamhein, you know, there's a famous Rambam, everyone knows, V'loi Shevet Levi B'lvad, Elakol Mishin Esoi Libai, everyone can be a Shevet Levi, everyone can be Shaykhis the Torah. But Lemaisa, it's Mavur in the Parsha, and there's Makaris to this Lalocha, there's a Kedima to a Levi. It's brought down the same way there's a Kedima to a Kohen, there is a Kedima to a Levi. In Hilchis Tzedakah, Reishinun Aleph, Siftes, a Levi has Kedima to a Yisrael in Tzedakah. In the Mishnah in Hayri, Yisdaf Yud Gimel Levi Kaidim Yisrael, I saw a Chiddush to Chassam Sofer in Sukkah, Daf Hamalef, he says, a Levi Muflog has Kedima to a Kohen. Muflog, Talmud Chacham Muflog, Yisrael not. A tzirif of Levi Muflog is Kaidim to a Kohen. Shamati that Reb Chaim Karevsky is a chatad of a Kaddish Levracha, when he would answer the Mechtavim, he would first go Memayen, he would go through the Mechtavim that he received, he answered. His Rabbat Sator was answering the Kisvei, people that asked him Shailas. He would answer first to the Kohanim, then to the Levim, and then first to Israel, based on if he understood from their last name if it was a Kohen or a Levi. Now, it's going through the different Masois over here. We know that Kahos, from already last week's parasha, they were Noisei, the Aroin, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach Hazov, and the Nechoshes. And it's even detailed, described what kind of Kisoi was for each of those Kalim. B'nai Gershom, as the parasha starts over here, were Noisei of the Urias. B'nai Merari is even a lower Madrega, was the Krushim. The Urias is more. The Urias is the Mishkan itself. The Krushim are upholding the Urias. The Urias is the Mishkan. It's a noticeable omission. The Kiyar, who was Noisei the Kiyar. It's not mentioned. So there's a pirush in the Torah from Reb Chaim Paltiel, one of the Rishonim. He says he doesn't know why it didn't mention by B'nai Gershom about the Kiyar. Meaning it's Pashtim that it's B'nai Gershom, but he doesn't know why. The Chizkuni, I saw in Parshas Kisisa, says there was no Badim on the Kiyar, as opposed to, you know, the Orein, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach HaZav, all had Badim, so the B'nai Kahos could carry it with the Badim. He says the Kiyar, the Kanoi, didn't need Badim, because they were anyways on the Agolis of Gershon or Merari. Doesn't get involved. They were on the Agolis, Kahos didn't have Agolis. But he says the Kiyar didn't need Badim, because it was anyways on the Agolis of Gershon or Merari. But on the other hand, in Sefer Chassidim I saw Bordan, he says B'nai Kahos carried the Kiyar. It's Nichla. When it says Klei HaMizbeach, it's included. I saw a Chiddush in the Megodim Chadoshim. He wants to say the Kiyar went with the Be'erah Shel Miriam. No one had to carry it. It went along with the Be'erah Shel Miriam, another Mahalach. And I saw once a Chiddush, someone wanted to say that Bechlal, maybe Kiyar is different. It's the Sephorno explains it's only for Litara, it's not an Etzam Kliya Mikdash. Maybe it didn't even need Levi. A Zor could do the Masa. You have to know, it's not meant. I mean, it's a noticeable omission. Where's the Kiyar in the Masais over here? Now, going through all these sudden back and forth, just to remind you, the Rambam in Beis Sabachir, Perak Aleph Halachavav, definitely puts Kiyar together up there with the other ones. The Lashon of the Rambam in Anfang Beis Sabachir, Perak Aleph Halachavav, there are Shiva Kalim in the Mikdash. The Mizbeach, the Kiyar, the Kanoi, the Kevish, the Menorah, the Shulchan, the Mizbeach Hazav. He definitely puts Kiyar Vakani. It would be mashma l'chayra that the B'nai Kahos even carried it, but then you have to know, where's the bottom? How do they carry it? It would go back to that Shaila. Now, it's a big parsha. There's a lot of other sugyas over here. B'hemshech, it says, the ish es kadoshav loy yieh, when it's saying about giving the different matonis, and it talks about vidoy, and it says, ish es kadoshav loy yieh. I want to speak out. There's an interesting toisvis in Tainis Daf Tes. Toisvis in Tainis Daf Tes, talking about the idea of Aser to Aser, that's the Dibur HaMasim of Toysvis. And he brings the Chazal there of Aser, it's going on the Gemara there, Aser, Bishvil, Shetis Asher, they're giving Maisris. Over there it's talking about Maiser Dogon, L'chayra, but it's Aser, Bishvil, Shetis Asher. People apply it also by Maiser Ksofin. You know, it says, V'chanunin Abazois, you can test HaKadosh Baruch Hu by giving Maisris and see if this is going to work. Aser, Bishvil, Shetis Asher. You have to know the rules. The Poiskim handle, is it only by Maiser Dogon? Or is it even by Maiser Ksofim, this concept? And also, what's the Avtocha? Only Ashiris? Could you ask for something else? Right, and Ayah, you have three choices. There's Gedorim here and this Aser B'Shvil Shetz Asher. But interesting enough, I went, Avtocha says, Maiser Be'echad, Sheyorash Sodeh, and it was a Sodeh that in his father's times was Hoitzi Elef Kor. And of course, you're supposed to give Maiser May a Kor, 100 out of 1,000. And the first year he did it, but the next year he didn't give Maisris. And he didn't give Maisris, and the year after, the field, the yield of the field, was only 100 instead of 1,000. And all of a sudden, his family members came to him with their big day Shabbos to visit him. And he said, "Are you coming to shepherd me? You didn't hear the umglik that happened over here, that the field only made 100? He says, "No, we heard you got upgraded. You're the Kohen. Hashem decided, Yashar, you're the Kohen. Instead of giving you 1,000, you're supposed to give to the Kohen. Hashem put the whole thing on the side. He made you the Kohen. He upgraded you, gave you the 100, and that's it. We came to be Meshabeichu. Toises Darshes, V'derech Drush. V'ish es Kadoshov lo yiyah. You're not going to give the Maishras? Okay, have it for lunch. You'll get the Maishras. You're not going to give the Maishras. That's what you'll end up getting. Toises brings a few other drash on that, but that's the idea of it. V'ish es Kadoshov lo yiyah. A person has to know that the emes is, there's another pshat address. Toys doesn't say this, but ishes kadoshav lo yiyah. You know, kadoshav means the trumas and the maisers and the tzedakah that you gave. The ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. You know what you're going to have? Lachamei of esrim. Lachamei of esrim. You don't go. Ein malavan lo adam lo kesef lo zahav. Ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. What you end up getting lo oilam emes is the money that you gave to tzedakah. There's the famous story about the person comes up to Shemayim, a moshel, he comes up to Shemayim, and there's a long line, and you know, he's someone that wasn't used to waiting on lines. He comes over and says, "You know, let's just, how do I, you know, where's the VIP section, you know, the cut the line thing?" So they said, "No problem, 20,000. So he pulls out cash, and he says, "No, here we only take receipts. We don't take cash. Over here, if you come with receipts from before, this is the cut in the line. There's no, we don't take cash. V'ishes kadoshov loy yeh. What you donated, that's what you will get." It's fascinating, there's a vart from the Goyim. The Goyim writes that there are many taivas in this world, kin a taiva v'kavod, but the biggest taiva that a person could have is right after he's nifter. Right after he's nifter, that he has suddenly a taiva and a tshuka to do what he could have done before. That's what a person has to know, to chaperayim beforehand. Mipnei seva tokum. Get up before you get too old. Chaperayim when you can. Ish es kadoshav lo yiyah. Now, it's interesting, the Pesukim over here say, the Orachayim HaKadosh has a whole arichas about it, that the Pesukim are referring to the various trumas, v'chol truma l'chol kotche b'nei Yisrael, and then again, Ishes Kadosh, he says, it's going on the various matnas kahuna, side the matnas kahuna that are from Dagon, that are not in the Mikdash, and the ones that are in the Mikdash. There's a remes to all the chavdal and matnas kahuna in these Pesukim. Yeah. Okay, there's a lot of other sugyas. There's Shiluach Machanois. I'm not going to talk about whether you're not supposed to go up to Har HaBayis because it's a big problem because if you're toivel in a Mayon, you have to be chayshish, you're a Zav Gadol. A Zav is Osir. We spoke about this last week. A Zav is Osir in Machane Levia, but you could be toivel in a Mayon and then it's only Tmei Meis. Tmei Meis is not Osir in Har HaBayis. Tmei Meis is Osir in the Azara. But I heard a psak from Rabbi Yashiv. Let's say you have a soldier who al spikuach nefesh has to go in to the makam of the Har HaBayis for protective to whatever, they're throwing stones on Yidden in the Kaisel. You have to go there yet. And so if it's not an emergency and you have a few minutes to prepare, make sure you take off your yarmulke and your tzitzis. Your yarmulke is tummy, right? Why are you taking your boots? I assume you should take. Don't go in barefoot, even though you're supposed to go to Har HaBayis barefoot. Because if you're a soldier and you need for protective purposes, you know, wear your boots and your all your gear. But your yarmulke is extra. Anything that's tummy shouldn't be brought into the Makom HaMikdash. So what's necessary, yeah. But your socks, I don't know what the code rule is for the anything that's extra, don't bring in. Because everything that you're not allowed to be machnes tum into the Mikdash, all the kelim are also tummy. So what's necessary for Pekuach Nefesh, yeah, but your yarmulke and tzitzis, it's better not. It's also tummy. But that, okay, we'll talk about that at a different time. There's another sugi here, Parsha Soito. Parsha Soito, the Ramban writes, is a fascinating thing. First of all, the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lamar, Ish Ish Kisish Ishtai, Rabbi Yonasan Aibish, it says, Lamar is La'asid. In the Dor HaMidbar, there was no necessity for Soito. Because there was a different way to test if the Isha was Mizana. The Mon, the Chazal bring, the Mon Yuma, would be able to tell you if her portion of Mon fell by her father's house or her husband's house, would tell us if she belongs in her father's house or in her husband's house. So there's no need for Soita. Because as we know, the Ramban writes that Soita is a Dovar Moifis that the Eibishter gave when Klal Yisrael was on the right Madrega to be Menakeh them from the Inyan of Znus, that there's a way that Boifin Lotiv'i, not in a regulativistic way, in a Moifistic way, that Hashem is Machriya of Ishaila and the Inyan of the Znus. B'doimel is that I heard once that the end of Masechta Soita is Egla Arufa. Now, the emes, the reason why there's a parak called Egla Ruf at the end of Sight is because on Daf Lamed Beis, the Mishnah says, Eilu Namorim B'Loshon Kodesh, and Eilu Namorim B'Chol Loshon, and it goes through a various different things that have to be said B'Loshon Kodesh, and which ones are could even be B'Chol Loshon. And near the end of the list is Egla Rufa, and there's a whole parak about that. It's a continuation from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis. That's the real reason why Egla Rufa is at the end of Parsha Sayta, Mesechta Sayta. But another pshat, B'Derech Drash, is that Egla Rufa also is a fascinating thing. You know, there's Znus, and then there's Ritzicha. Ritzicha also, the Targum Yoyim said, and the Medrash brings that by the Egla Rufa, what happens is, after when you don't know who killed the guy, you're oirif the Egla, you do Arifa, and then Rima Vitelea comes from the Mokam of the Egla and crawls to the Mokam of the Ritzeach and finds him and they catch him. So, however that works, it's a parallel thing that Ba'ifin Moifis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Machriyatas about the Ritzicha. By Saita, he's Ba'ifin Moifis Machriyas about his Nus. Now, the Tzur of how it works is, and as far as I'm explaining, the Kenzite, it's not a Moifis. I don't know if this even stems with the Ramban. You take Mayim, and it's not Stam Mayim. Mayim, and Ofar, and the Ksav of the Shem Hashem. And this Mayim is going to be a test and tell us if she was Mizana. Could be it's not a Moifis. This Mayim, you put through the Isha's Guf. If she was Mizana, so the Mokam where you, of the Shaifas of Gever and Isha, if it was done, the Kedusha v'Tahara, so it's a Moira de Kazach, it's Peru Revu, it's Tikkun HaOlam, it's the greatest thing, and the Mayim Kedoshim belongs there, and she's not going to explode. If she did the Aveira, that same Mayim, so it's not Soivel that Mokoyim, and then that's why she's Taka, that's why she's Nerak. So like this Hezban, this is what I'm talking about. It's not even a Moifis, it's Taka Teva, although Avad, it's a Moifis on the guy. Tosis brings, right, that he also explodes. He's at the other end of the world, but at the same time that she's dying, he also does. For him, it's a Moifis. He didn't have water go in. Now, there are three parts. There's the Mayim, the Afar, and the Ksav. I saw in the Sfarim that there's a parallel to this. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Akavya ben Mahalal el Oimer, Histakel, B'Shloish Edvarim, V'iyat Avali De'Avera, Dame Ayin Bosa, Meitipa Srucha, La'on Hatahoylech, L'mokam Afar, Rima V'Tileya, V'Lifnei Miyat, Osid Liten Din V'Cheshbon, L'fnei Melech, Malchi Amlocham HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Catch on what we just said. The three things are the Mayim. The Tipa Srucha is Mayim. La'anat Ha'ilach L'mokim Ofar. L'fnei Miyat Osir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Mayim, Ofar, and the Ksav. Those are the three things that go in. Now the beer of the Gra on Pirkei Avos, on that Mishnah, is Mitzayim, where he also writes in the end of Kehelas, the Pasuk says, Zechor es Boir Echa b'yimei Bacharusecha. Boir Echa could be read three ways. Boir Echa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ercha is the Mayim, the Tipa Srucha that you come from, and Barcha, you're going to end up being in a bar. That's where everyone ends up at the end. So the three things of Zechoyer is Varecha, and the Stak Elbish Loishat Varem, is these three things that Parsha Soita Taka reminds us of. And that's how that happens. There's a story once with the Chidah. The Chidah traveled a lot. And one time when he was in one of his goliaths, one of his travelings, there was a story about a certain Isha that was Mizana, and the Bezdin was choshed her, and it wasn't so pashut, and they wanted it to be Oysher Labayla, but she beroiv chutzpasa, and I think the husbands as well, they weren't going to listen to what the Bezdin said. And the Chidah, this story is brought down, the Chidah went with the Bezdin where this Isha was, and just read the Parsha of Soita, and on the spot, it happened to her. So that's already, okay, that's a story with the Chidah. A similar story I saw once brought down from Rabbi Kiv Eger is that there was a Baal that was Mesarif to give a get. And Rabbi Kiv Eger said, in Mishnah state, there's only two options. You get it. If not, there's Mises HaBaal, and the guy died on the spot. That's Mamash a few minutes later. That's another story that's brought down. Now, it's interesting. By Soita, we said there's the Mayim, the Ofar, and the Shem of Hashem, but part of the process, if you learn the sugi, is that there's a Karban Mincha, and it's a chelik of the talich of the process. She has to be makar of the Karban Mincha, and then the Hamid HaKoyin with the Shvuah, it's a whole sugi, there's a whole machlok, is what the Seder Advarim is, and if it's makif, the sugi is in Soita. Now, there's a famous kasha from Rabbi Yosef Engel that he asks, there's a mandium that holds Bailim Mefagel, not only a Koyin could be Mefagel, but by certain Karbanis, the Bailim could be Mefagel. Who's the Baal HaKarban? The Isha. Now, she, without telling us, could be mafagel, especially if you learn pigle, could be b'machshava, without peh, or you could say it very quietly. And l'chayra, she has a foolproof way of saving herself, if she was mizana. Because she could have in mind, by the carbon mincha, to have a machshavas pigle, which will passel the carbon, and she won't tell anyone that she did that, and then when she doesn't explode, so it will be not because she wasn't Nizana, but because it doesn't work. If you mafagel and the carbon. Azoy Frekt Rav Yosef Engel, he wrote a sefer called Gevuras Shmoinim. Soita, for the record, is with a samach, not with a sin. And it's Gematria 80. He wrote 80 terutzim. The sefer is called Gevuras Shmoinim. And he wrote 80 terutzim to this kasha. Rav Yosef Engel wrote many svarim, but his sefer on this kasha specifically, of that a soita could be mafagel the carbon, is called Gevuras Shmoinim, with 80 terutzim, 80 Gematria Saita, and that's what he wrote an 80 terutzim on this kasha. Yeah, okay. There's a lot of sugis here. Nazir. Someone wrote to Rabbi Kiva Eger a kuntres where he was marich to prove that a nazir is not only a man, also a woman from Chazal and Gemaras and Rishonim and a whole arichas of kuntres. With Harbe Pilpel to prove this topic. And Rabbi Kivega wrote him back a short letter, which he wrote, Sefer Katan Munach Etzli Al Shulchani Tamid V'chumish Shmoi V'sham Kosov Ish Oy Isha Kiyafli Lindar Neder Nazir Lahazir Lashem Ad Kan. The story. Now, a very interesting idea. A Nazir is a big stira. Is a Nazir a Chayte? Or is a Nazir Mikri Kaddish? The Gemara in Tainis brings that. It's Takamach Lekas Tanoim. The Rambam himself is soicer himself in a few places about what the attitude to Nazir is. You know, the Gemara says on a noider is ki'ilu bon abama. Rashi in the Dorim and the Ran in the Dorim, most Peshat learn it means a negative thing. You build the bama b'shas iser bamas. But there's another Peshat, no, it's ki'ilu bon abama, you're a marker of a carbon. A Nazir, it depends. It depends what his kavana is. If his kavana is correct, and he does it for the right ulterior motives to become taka more kadosh, and then he does a pella. It's a pella. The Pasuk says ki'yafli. It's taka pella. In the Mechaber, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Vav, in Hilchas Berchas Asher Yotzar, it says, Umafli Lasois. What's the Pella? It's a Pella that you can take a Dover Gashmi and put a Neshama Ruchni in the Dover Gashmi. How could the two things coexist, Bechlal? Well, it depends how the tug of war of what your Gashmi is and Ruchni is wants. When a person works on himself the right way, and maybe if needed be, to be a Nazir, to create a Fakert. You know, the Al Shech HaKadosh says, Va'achar Yishte HaNazir Yayin. I thought he's not a Nazir anymore. Now he's a Nazir. When you do your Naziris correct, and then you got to that level, and then you finish. Yes, you're finished with your Naziris. Now you could drink wine. You're going to drink wine like a Nazir now. It's a different kind of drinking. Have a drink. V'achar yishta ha-Nazir yayin. He's still with the Toyer Nazir. More than that, the Meshech Chochma brings a fascinating thing. Be'etzem, the Nazir, when he's doing this tkufa of being Nimna from those various inyonim, he be'etzem is going out of himself and looking at himself from the outside. The Meshech Chochma says a beautiful lashon. He brings himself. The Nazir brings himself to the tekes of the Tahara because he went outside, out of his comfort zone, out of who he is, and he tries to then bring himself and taka become and remain with that crown of Naziris. Now, the basic dinim of the Nazir is the Shtiyas Yayin, Tuma, and Teglachas. Those are the three Ekrasugas. I'm not going to go to the Pratim, but I want to say a very big Chiddush I thought of this morning. Someone was Ma'ir me. I want to be Mavar the Indian still. I don't know. I'm looking for a Yidi on it. There's a fascinating Zach. It's today's Daf. Ma'irudik. The Mishnah says in Daf Yomi that in Ha'isha Rabbah that if the Isha gets married, remarried based on Eidus that her husband was dead, based on an Eid Echad, we tell her, you know, it's Daiko Mitzvah. You're taking a risk. It's not that there were two Eidim. There's only one Eid. So you're taking a big risk. If the husband does come back, it's Teitzeh Mizeh Mizeh. The Eila like Suba, but like Paris, Veloy, the whole thing. She takes that risk. If she really believes Daiku Mitzvah that he's dead, so he won't come back. Now, the Mishnah among the many things that happens is, so it's Vlad Mamzer Mizeh Omizeh, and then it's Veloy Zev Zem Etaminlo. Meaning, if either husband, side the first husband, who's really married to her, and side the second husband, who Be'etzim is not married to her because she was an Eishasish and it wasn't Taivis Kedushin, neither of them could be Metame to her. Zokrashi, what are they being Metame? Meaning, if she dies, Zokrashi, if they're Koyhanim, because a Koyin is Bederek Talnala di Metame, only to Shiva Kroivim. So the Mishnah is saying, Loi Zeva Zeh Metamen Lo. It's not Shiva Kroivim. The side of the first husband, who really is married to her, nevertheless we put a sanction, side of the second husband, who's Taka, not the husband, if either of them are Kehanim, so Loi Metamen Lo. The Maharshal on the Mishnah says, V'chein Nazir. Rashi says, if it's a Kohen, because if it's a Yisrael, anyways, could be Metamen. Loi Zeva Zeh Metamen Lo, if it's a Kohen. Zok the Maharshal, V'chein Nazir. For Rabbi Kiveger, it's a mistake. A Nazir is not Metamen to his Kroivim. A Nazir is anyways not metamet to his wife. The Pasuk says, the Nazir is not like a Kohen. He's like a Kohen Gadol. Nazir is not. The Mishnah is coming to say that when you make this mistake and marry the second guy, Betoyis, and you found that your real first husband is alive, so neither of them could be metamet you as the din of a kohen that's metamet to his wife. Zokta Marshal v'hu adin Nazir. A Nazir is not metamet to his wife. Rabbi Kveger says it's a Toyis. So I asked someone today, and he says, the Pasuk says that he's not metamet to his father, his mother, his brother, and his sister. Maybe his wife yet. I know, everyone says, you know, they put it together, Shiva Kroy. I'm asking a Shaila. Maybe that's Pshana, maybe it's a Marshal in Yavomis, Daf Pei Zayin. I'm asking a Diyan. Someone has a Diyan, a Furash, a Rambam, Shteik, a Chamad, Yimavayde. Could a Nazir be Metama with Ishtar? Rabbi Kveger certainly assumes that not. And that's his Kasha that he says it's a Pella on the Marshal. Birchas Koyhanim. We have in this week's Parsha, Birchas Koyhanim. In Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, Simen Kuf Chof Ches, the beginning of Chelik Beis, Mishnah Brura, it's brought down. A zar is not allowed to be noisei kapov im kohanim acherim. A zar, it's usher for a zar to be noisei kapov. It's a special mitzvah for the kohanim. As a matter of fact, it's a gemara in Ksubas, Daf Chav Dalet. The gemara says, zar sha'oyle leduchin oiver be'esei. Zok Rashi, because it says kohis avaruchu, that the kohen should be mevaruch you. So Yisrael is usher for him to be mevaruch. Now it's a pelet gazach, there's a tois in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, Amid Beis, Perek Kol Kisvei. Toysa says, "Lo yodari eiza iser yesh bizar ha'oyla leduchen." Like lahadam from the Gemara. Mamash pella. All the Afroinim ask this kasha. The Gemara says in Ksubas Chav Dalet, "Zar sha'oyla leduchen oyver be'esei." Toysa Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. "Lo yodari eiza iser yesh." What happened to the Gemara in Ksubas Chav Dalet? Many Afroinim ask the kasha. Amongst them, the Rama. The Rama Afanar in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Chav Ches asked the kasha. The Rama's teretz is Afanar Mamash is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. He says there's a difference if the Zohar is going up by himself or with other Kohanim. See, if the Zohar goes up by himself, that's not the Tzura of the Brach. The Tzura of the Brach is only when he's going up with other Kohanim. But there's another Mahalach in the Achronim that says like this. The flow goes like this. Varshva, many Achronim, they want to say, the Iker Mitzvah is that the Kohanim go up to Duchin because Fakert, there's a Mitzvah on Klal Yisrael also. The Bir Halacha brings this Bemis in Chesimen Kuf Chav Ches in the beginning from the Charedim, one of the Rishonim, that the Haredim learns that there's a mitzvah essay on the Yisrael. The Yisrael's mitzvah is to be mekabel the bracha. That's his mitzvah. When Yisrael goes up to Duchin, he's being over. What is he being over? Not that he stole the Kohen's job. No, he's being over that he's not doing his tafkid. His tafkid is to be mekabel, to be misborik. It's a mitzvah essay to be misborik. Therefore, says the Dvar Avram, if there are no Kohanim anyways, and two Zars go up to Duchin, they're not over. Like the Ramah, yeah, because they went up like the Tzura of Kehanim of two. But like the Dvar Avram, no, the whole Isser is only to be mevatel, the bracha of getting the bracha from the Kehanim. If there aren't Kehanim anyways, and even not two Kehanim, then it won't be a mitzvah. I was mesupik like the Haredim. What about a Kohen that for whatever various reason is not Oyla Leduchin? Balmum, Reitzeach, Chutzlar, it's Einoi Nosui, there's a Ramah brings that we know. There's all kind of different. The minute you're not on that list, so you're on the other list, you're a misbarich, and you have the mitzvah essay of misbarich. Another interesting child in Cheschinuch is misupik. What about women? Are women chayiv in the charedim's din of being misbarich? I'm not talking about the women's minion. Who goes up to duchen by those women's minion? A bas koyin? Certainly not aishas koyin. That wouldn't be their attitude. The fact aishas koyin. I don't know. I'm not sure who's exactly. I don't know. But in the In the misborech, in the din of the charedim, the minchas chinuch is mesupik. One of his stodim is that women are putter, and this is a nafkamina, by the way. I saw there's a shayla in the poskim. You have a lot of shuls that the women's section is bechlal upstairs, but in the front, even more in front than the kohen. Is there an inyan that they should go to be mekabel the bracha, or they don't have? I'm not stam. I'll say there's a bittel essay of the charedim. Yeah, there's a birchas kohen going on here, 10 feet from you. Go downstairs. Go find a place to be. Oh no, they're not mechuyev. It's a zman grama. Birchas kohen is only by day, not by night. So maybe it's a zman grama. A suffik in the minchas chinuch. Halacha lemaisa in the shul where the women's section is not. You know the Gemara says if it's an a if it makes sense a shikula kehanim lemi mevarchim la'am shebesodas. Why didn't I just say to the noshim? There wasn't maybe because there weren't no women in the shul. The tazas the kash. The place can handle this. Is woman chayiv. So it's negeya. Of course we said like have a shul with a woman in the back. But this in the front. But another interesting shaila, this Tosfos in Sota brings a Yerushalmi. Let's say the way to go to the Birchas Kohen, for whatever reason, the Kohen has to go through a Beis HaKvaris. I don't know, that's the Metzias HaDvarim. There's a Tumas Meis, the only place to go through, you have to go through Tumas Meis. Is Birchas Kohen and Doicha Tumas Meis? So the Yerushalmi says, we're not sure, because on one hand it's a mitzvah essay, Birchas Kohen. On the other hand, to be Metame is a lav and an essay. So ein essay doicha, loisa seva essay. Frek the menchus chinuch, yeah, but it's a mitzvah essay. In Yevamah says before that a mitzvah essay that's shava b'koil is doicha, loisa seva essay, she ain't a shava b'koil. Now the loisa seva essay of being tamei is ain't a shava b'koil. The mitzvah essay of birchas koyanim, start counting, if you learn like the charedim that even Yisrael is chayiv, and you'll say even noshim is chayiv, so then it's shava b'koil. The Menchus Chinuch will say that's good for the suffix of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi was mesupik be'etzim if noshim achayiv. Or b'chlal, they were mesupik about the charedim's din. If the fact that you're mechuyif is the what's called? It says that you give the bracha v'tzivanu levarich es ama Yisrael ba'ahava. Where does it say that it's ba'ahava? I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for a better shot, but I heard that in Spanish Omar is ahava. So it says Omar Elohim. So, but I'm looking for a shot, another shot. Where does it say? Who state that it's ba'ava? Someone said on ba'ava is nishkan bracha. Yeah, but by other brachas we don't say. Who state that it's a bezunder adin that it's ba'ava? Now there's a stira in Gemaris. What's the minimum age of the koyin that's mevorich? On one hand, it's a mishnah megillah. Katan einoy noiseis kapov. Katan einoy parasal shema in oivel lefnei ateva. The einoy noiseis kapov. A katan is not noiseis kapov. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Membei says Katan sheyedei lifrois kapov cholken like truma bebeis agronis. As soon as he ready is at the age that he knows how to be pyrus kapov to do duchening, he gets truma. So he is pyrus kapov. A third Gemara chulin chav dalid rak im nismale ziknoi. A koyin is only noise kapov if he's already old enough that he has a beard. So Tosfos asks the kasha in a few places in Shas. Again, a triple stira. In Megillah it says Katan einoy noise kapov. In Sukkah, Membeis, it says a cotton that's Pyrus Kapov starts getting Truma. In Chulin, it says he has to have a Zakein. Toysa says, to be Oila B'Kvius, if you're the only member in Shul, then it has to be you have a Zakein. To go a Bakrai once in a while with the other Kaihanim, you could be even younger. If a cotton cannot do Duchen even Bakrai by himself, but if there are other Kaihanim going up, then he could. Lamaisan Ramam Steinish says, and it's an afkmina. There's a whole shayla. What do you do with the Katanim, the Kaihanim, the 10-year-olds? Do they already go up like Chinuch? Do you go up? The Ramam Steinish, no, only after bar mitzvah, like the Rambam, the first in the tefillah, in the nesias kapayim, the Rambam says nesias kapayim is only by bar mitzvah. How does the Rambam mefarish the Gemara in Sukkah? Koyin sheyedei alifreis kapov, achalkan lekoyin mebeis agronis. I heard a murder the keteretz, but I could only show it to you. Koyin sheyedei alifreis kapov, machalkan le truma bebeis hakvaris bebeis agronis, doesn't mean he knows how to lift up his hands to do duchening. It means you know how to open his hands to collect. It makes much more sense to Gemara. He knows how to stell out his hand. So if he knows how to do that, so then he should know how to do Birchas Koyim. That's how the Rambam learned the Gemara there. The Rambam has no makar that a katan could be noisei kapo. The Baal HaTurim brings over here that Birchas Koyim has 15 words. And he explains how the three psukim, even be'etzim, are connected. The Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The first pasuk is connected to Avram. He has a whole explanation. The second pasuk is Yitzchak. The third pasuk is Yaakov. All three together is 15 words connected. The 15 years that the Ovis were together. Avram Avinu was Nifter when Yaakov Avinu was 15 years. So it's 15 that they were actually together. Another thing he brings is that there are 60 letters in the Birchas Koyanim. And it's connected. The Shishim Gibayrim Saviv Law. He brings down various other inyanim also that there's an inyan of 60. There's a lot of other soidos in the cheshbon of the Birchas Koyanim. Just for the record, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerech Yar V'chulei, the entire 15 words is Gematria 2718, which is the same as Zroyim Moyed Noshim Yeshuais Kachim V'Taharas. Work it out. It's mamash the same. Gematria off by one. But it's connected the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. We're getting ready for Shavuos. Hakol moidim ba'atzeres debeinon nami lochem. Debeinon nami lochem. Nami lochem is gematria ketz. Because be'emes shvuas is set in Zohar, is the zman of the geula. It says, benissa nigalu, benissa nasidin ligol, but be'emes, nisan is not the end of the story. Yitzias Mitzrayim is not the end game of it. It was, of course, for the matara of Matan Torah. Yitzias Mitzrayim is Gematria, Nasa V'Nishma. 891. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Gematria, Nasa V'Nishma. The Iker Matorah of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to get to Matan Torah. According to the Gra, the Dalet Koisois, we said many times, is Vaitzesi, Vitzalti, V'go'alti and v'go'alti, the Goyin says. Not v'lokachti. He says, v'lokachti is shvuas. V'lokachti is matan Torah. And he says, even though the Medrash and the Yerushalmi and Rashi and the Rashbam and so many Makaras say that the Arba Lashonis of Geula are v'yitzesi, v'yitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lokachti, says the Goyin, no, it's a mistake. It's a toyes hatfus. It's really v'yitzesi, v'yitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'ga'alti. The fourth case is a nochamol, a sveita shlavin v'ga'alti. Because v'lokachti is matan Torah. Kiyadua, I told Oilam I found the Balaturim not like the Gra. The Balaturim says, how do you find the Balaturim not like the Gra? The Gra says that the Rashi and the Rashbam and the Medrash and the Yerushalmi is the Toyas Atfus. I found the Balaturim not like the Gra. The Balaturim says that Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Velokachti is Gematria, Veloyifchos Laadami, Arbakosis Shel Yayin. So that's what Velokachti with Vigalti, the Gematria gave us. So that's the idea. It's a tour, not like the Gra. But the Gra says Voitzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vigalti, because Velokachti, Velokachti is Matan Torah. Because even though it says Venisan Asidim Ligol, the Be'etzem, the Asidim Ligel, Nami Lochem is the Kates. The Kates is going to be Shavuos is Be'etzem the Gemar of the Nasa V'Nishma is Be'etzem the Gemar of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Emes is the whole Matara of the Bria is because of Matan Torah. Bereshis Bara Likim, Bereshis is Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reshis. An interesting idea, those that are keeping Cheshbin in the Sviras HaOmer, there's every day of the Sfira, can I get a different letter and word in Ona B'Koyach? And each stanza of Ona B'Koyach has six words. But on the seventh day of each week, we do the Rosh HaTevis of the entire one. So the Rosh HaTevis of the seventh is going to be Shavaseinu Kabel Ushmat Sagaseinu Detalumis, is Shin Kun Vav Tzadi Yutov. Then there's the capital of Lamanetzeach Ben Ginas, which is the Tzura of a Menorah, has 49 words besides the first four words of Lamanetzeach Ben Ginas Mazashir. The last word, the 49th word, is Oretz. And the middle pasuk of that capital has 49 letters. Any siddur, the nusach sfar, if you do the l'shem yichud and you do the thing. So the 49th day, which we're getting much closer to, is shin kuf vav tzadi yutof. It's the last letter hey of sela, and at the last word is oretz. Shin kuf vav tzadi yutes. With the hey, with the oretz, is gematria bereshis bara elikim, because that's the matara of the bria. Everything of counting all the sfira to getting to the end of it is all in preparation of Uviyoim habikurim b'hakrivchem mincha chadosha, which is also the same gematria as Bereshis Bara Likim, same as what we said this in Ramazim, because it's all for one matara bishvil Yisrael shenikureishis and bishvil bikurim shenikureishis, which is going to be be'ezer Hashem on Shavuos.